Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall VIP podcast, where I comment on things that are happening and also occurring. Gosh, glad it's a slow news week. Holy crap. You know, you talk about the 24-hour news cycle, and it's like 24/7 news cycle. Remember, the weekends used to be quiet. Weekends weren't quiet this weekend. We had the Great Army Birthday, 250 years. We had the No Kings rally. We had the continuing failure of Gavin Newsom to get control of his city, and also other people failing to get control of their city. And we had some weird asswipe in Minnesota who decided it was a good idea to go murder people because, well, who knows why. Could he be a left-winger? Could he be a right-winger? Could he be just a plain lunatic? Well, if he's a left-winger, I wouldn't be surprised. If he's a right-winger, well, we got some catching up to do as right-wingers because they've been running up the score murder-wise for a while. I don't know how you would characterize this guy. I mean, if he's going to go on a right-wing killing spree to off someone who just voted with the Republicans not to give illegal aliens health care, I don't know. The dude, like, had roommates, but he also had a family, and he was, like, in the Congo, and it's just, you know, shit's weird. And all the conspiracy guys are like, well, it's MK Ultra. And at this point, I'm like, you know, the conspiracy guys have had a point lately. All right. It's just saying. Just saying. So I don't know what's up with that guy. I do know you probably shouldn't murder people. It's a bad idea. And I've actually been writing my, I'm finishing the first draft of what's going to come out next month. And you can pre-order. It's American Apocalypse, the second American Civil War. And it's scary as F. It's a scary book. It is it's really frightening. And stuff like this contributes to it, whichever side this asshole is on. I mean, we have a little more certainty about the other assholes, like the guy who killed the two people at the Jewish event and, you know, the guy who shot up the congressional ball game, tried to kill President Trump, did kill another guy, wounded a couple more. I mean, the thing is, the left is getting desperate because the left is losing. And you can tell that stuff is weird, that they're kind of losing it when you start looking at things like the No Kings rally. Now, of course, No Kings rally is a great success. We still do not have a king. I think that's more, you know, to the credit of the United States Army, 250 years. Great parade. I mean, just really cool with lots of equipment. 7th Infantry Division doesn't look like it can march. The female general probably ought to have a discussion with her sergeant major about allowing that humiliating bullshit. But otherwise, it was pretty fantastic. You know, only Fetterman among the Democrats, actually Shapiro too, both said, yay, happy birthday, Army. And other Democrats are like, well, you know, the Army's okay, but we, you know, it's a waste of money. Yeah. That $45 million could have gone to trans mime troops in Ecuador. That's, I mean, you know, we missed out on that opportunity there. Oh, well, I love the fakiness of it. You know, it's just like North Korea. Well, no, you know, we should be proud of our military, and now we are again. We're still getting rid of the freaking slackers, weirdos, losers, and mutations, but we're getting, the Army is getting back to what it should be, and that's good. And this parade was kind of a way to say that. And, you know, I gotta tell you, I'm tired of guys who weren't man enough to serve, trying to give us advice about stuff. Right. We can talk smack. I don't need to hear it from, you know, Harry Sisson. OK, I healthy military age male. If you're not, I'm not interested in your point of view about anything military. You know, if I wanted to find the most pliable bus station men's room, that would probably be something to inquire him about. Speaking of that, did you see Amy Klobuchar? Just talk about social media fail. She had this, they're really mad because we're cutting food stamps and Medicaid and stuff for people who shouldn't be on it. And she shows this video, you know, Susan's food is going to be cut off under Trump's budget cuts with a big, beautiful bill. And homegirls, she's Moby Dickless, okay? She's clearing at least 250. I mean, she's enormous. And of course, she has four, you know, kids and is unmarried. But she's huge, and all I could think of, all anybody could think of, because a lot of comments is, you know, somebody needs to be cutting off her food. You know, who's a social media guy who goes, well, let's get this freaking heifer here, put her up to show the danger of starvation. Bitch couldn't be in danger of starvation if she didn't eat for 6 weeks. Okay, I mean, she was huge. Just what are they thinking? Democrats just don't have it. It's like presenting the No Kings. Did you see the demographics of this? It looked like the Golden Girls. If the Golden Girls were all commie retards on SSRIs, swilling Chardonnay. I mean, it was. And there's a 74-year-old. I'm very frightened. I'm very frightened. Okay, you're fucking senile is what you are. You're just, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to have stuff like this. And now a giant boomer thing. And I, having been born the last week of the baby boom, although I identify as Gen X, I'm ashamed of my purported generation. But it's all these freaking old people. And I think they're like all retired teachers who are useless and who, you know, disgust and repel all normal people. But it is, there's no young people. I mean, there's the, you know, occasional tubby tranny with blue hair or, you know, weirdo, you know, the mask people. But it's mostly these older folks. And it's like, when did you become so retarded? I don't know if they're being paid. I keep hearing that people are getting paid to do it. And I would be surprised if they got a couple bucks to supplement their Social Security and their too generous government pension. But you look at this 74-year-old, oh, I'm scared. What exactly are you scared of? What's the terror that's lurking out there that King Donald Trump, Kern Donald Trump? And that's, I mean, like I said, Democrat branding is going to hell. When you put, you know, freaking Mama Cass out there to complain about her, ham sandwich cuts. It's not working. And no kings. And it's like, who's the fucking king, right? You're literally out there protesting. If it was, you know, a king, wouldn't you be in jail? Wouldn't somebody be breaking your freaking head? I mean, where's the king? No king. I mean, the only kings I see are these district court judges with their bullshit rulings. Where's the king? I mean, king? I'm trying to be objective here. Now, of course, to me, the whole thing is freaking stupid, right? I'm biased, okay? We can't think like ourselves. We have to think like other people, right? We have to think like the people who we have to convince. So let's play it out. But we got to be objective, right? Give them the best chance, best case, right? Who's this convinced? I don't understand why they would choose this if you're looking at it from a rational frame, the frame of I want to convince people who don't pay attention to politics that they should be on my side. So I will attempt to scare them by the idea that Trump is trying to be a king. Now, keep in mind, most people's vision of king is that chinless hemophiliac inbred retard in Great Britain, which ain't so great no more. Is that, I mean, are people like, oh no, we're going to have that doddering old fool who likes to putter around his garden and do crafts? Oh no, he's going to, is he like terrifying? Who's the king that's like scary? Right, that anyone's familiar with? The only time people think of royalty, they think of, you know, Princess Di and Meghan Markle and, that nutless prince and then the other prince who actually seems rather normal. You don't hear from him much, or his wife who apparently had a health scare, and she seems like a nice lady and we all ought to keep her in our prayers. Seems like a nice lady. I mean, they're just doing their thing, right? But they're not doing anything weird. They're just being normal people. You know, they apparently got normal kids. That's fine. Okay? I mean, the whole royalty thing is fucking idiotic. I mean, it's stupid. And it's kind of an embarrassment that grown people would, like, play it. But, you know, it's Britain, whatever, part of their tourist industry. I don't know. But, you know, dumb people in America are fascinated by it. They love the idea of royalty. Keep in mind that in any group, including, you know, tragically Americans, there are a substantial number of people who yearn to live in servitude, who desire greatly to be ruled over rather than rule themselves. So we've got that. But, I mean, as branding, where do you go with no kings, right? Who's the person you got on the street? Hey, you should oppose Trump because he wants to be the king. And people are like, king of what? What are you talking about? Well, he wants to be a king. Well, I don't understand. Like JFK and Camelot? No, 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 different kind of king. No, a bad kind. No, that was a good kind. Again, they wanted desperately to have royalty in the form of JFK. Desperately. And they would have practically orgasmed at the thought of him ruling by decree back in the day. And just as they, you know, orgasmed at the thought of whoever was ruling the auto pen in the Biden administration would rule by decree. But when Trump does it, it's somehow bad. And normal people are like, well, I don't understand. You're saying Trump wants to declare himself king? Well, he don't want to declare himself king. Okay. So he wants, well, he wants to act like a king. What's a king act like? Well, he does king things. What's a king thing? Shut up, transphobe. It doesn't make sense. Okay, it's not. If you're going to brand, well, if you're going to brand, you want something memorable and simple that's very clear in people's minds, raises the right image. Look, when I was doing trials as a lawyer, I wanted a very, you didn't want a complex argument, not because people were stupid, because you didn't have a lot of time to sit there and fully explain everything. You wanted to give them something simple. This guy is a crook because he took advantage of my client. All right, that's simple. Okay, so I'm like, okay, took advantage. Okay, where's your evidence? I understand the theory. Where's your evidence? All right, I understand. You're saying this guy over here is a crook and he took advantage of your guy. I understand that part. Now give me the evidence that proves it to me. Right? Okay. They fail on the first of the two steps, right? Identify the problem, prove the problem, or prove your solution. The first step is, okay, well, here's the problem. Trump wants to be king. What the fuck does that mean? I mean, really, what does that, how do we get to the king thing? What does that mean? Does he want a palace? You know, is he going to name Baron a prince? Or maybe Baron a baron? The hell has already named him that. There's your evidence. Is Melania going to wear a crown? What does it mean? Well, he's just going to start ruling by decree. Well, you know, I haven't seen that. Seen a lot of judges saying he can't even do things he's supposed to do. He's literally negotiating with Congress, right, to pass a bill. That doesn't sound super, you know, kingy, I guess, in the sense. And again, normal Americans are like, what kind of king? Are you talking King Charles? Because he seems pretty freaking harmless and impotent. If we had a king and it was King Charles, I'd still think it was stupid. I wouldn't like it. But, you know, he doesn't seem super oppressive to me. Does he seem super oppressive to you? Because I'm just not getting that vibe, right? No, he's a different kind of king. Okay, what kind of king? Well, That king you don't like. Which one don't I like? Henry VIII? Is he going to get married 8 times? He's got 5 to go. I don't. See, when you identify the problem, step one, that's before you get to even proving stuff. To identify the problem when you're trying to persuade somebody, you've got to actually do it. And when they say, well, we Trump wants to be a king. Okay, I'm not sure how that's the problem. What does that mean? That has no meaning. It's not. And people are like, and then they don't even get to part where it's like, well, here's your evidence thereof. You know, if you can't convince them to either consider the premise, you're not going to persuade them. But like masturbation, it makes them feel better, even though it does, you know, has no outside effect. So they sit around telling each other, we don't allow kings in America. Okay. Who's the guy standing up going, yeah, we want kings? I mean, where's the MAGA guy going, yeah, we want kings? Is that people screwing with him? Because like, you know, Storm Paglia and Larry O'Connor from here at Town Hall, we're like texting each other pictures of Trump as a king and just laughing about it. I mean, that's like a funny meme. But seriously, who's the guy going, why, yes, I would like Trump to be a king, which means, you know, I guess a despot ruling by decree, maybe. Who's that guy? Where's that guy? It's hard. It's like having a movie without a real villain. Well, yeah, we've got together and we're having a march because America doesn't have kings. Okay, All right, I agree with that. In fact, the United States Army, who you purposely tried to overshadow and have been disrespecting, is actually directly responsible for us not having kings. I just want to point that out, you fucking retards. The thing is, and again, I'm not, when I call them retards, because it's like stupid that they don't understand. It's not they don't understand, it's that they don't care. Because leftism doesn't require that anything you say mean anything. All it requires is to perform the function it needs to perform at this moment, right? You know, for the next couple hours, I'm going to pretend the biggest issue is America not having a king. And then I will pretend the biggest issue is Qatar is giving us a free $400 million jet. Oh, that's the other thing, right? We're getting a $400 million jet for free. And they're basically shitting themselves because the Army's spending $45 million, about a tenth, maybe a ninth, on a parade, right? Break, give me one each. That's for you military guys, one each. So no kings is just, I don't know what it's accomplishing. And they turned out a fair number of people. It wasn't like eight. It wasn't millions. We have 345 million people in America, you know, that we know of. You guys turned out maybe 500,000. Let's be generous, 500,000 across America. That's one person in 700 was so worried about Trump wearing a crown that, you know, He got his walker, left the old folks home, and stood on a streetcar going, "No kings! No kings! No kings!" You know? I mean, obviously a risk for him. He could have broken a hip, wandered away, had a silver alert, you know, pissed himself. I mean, I just imagine that crowd smells like urine and communism. But it's so bad. And they're all like high five. They're super great success. What did you achieve? Right? We made fun of you. Normal people were probably like, I don't understand this. And of course, there were still riots. Gavin Newsom keeps talking about how he's, you know, I don't need the National Guard. Well, then why the fuck are things not under control on the streets of San Francisco or of Los Angeles? Why? I thought you didn't need them. Do you want them? And the fun thing is they're not like able to stop ICE anymore because we got the soldiers and Marines. So all they're doing is just kind of like generic looting, and Gavin Newsom's powerless to handle that. It's kind of pathetic. And then you had this Minnesota thing, and the Democrats are all like, well, I want to be really careful because this may turn out to be a leftist. And Republicans are kind of leaning into the he's a leftist. He may turn out to be an anti-abortion asshole because every side has that. You're not an asshole for being anti-abortion. You can be an asshole and anti-abortion. And I think if you go murder people, you're an asshole. That kind of defeats the whole pro-life thing. So I want to be clear about that. But I think it's funny, you know, hardest hit, Alex Padilla, the guy going, no. When a government official talks, if somebody pretends to be, if someone shouts that he's another government official, you are required to believe him and let him through and approach her. Just after a guy dressed as a cop goes up and murders a couple of government officials. So hardest hit, Alex Padilla. What a dildo. Oh my gosh, they're practically orgasming. This is terrible. This is the worst thing ever. Yeah, get fucked. Okay? Again, their branding seems to be internally focused. And of course, it doesn't have to mean anything when it's internally focused. It just has to exist. Because they're not operating on logic and reason. They're operating on what's going to get us the most power. Well, we've decided today it's no king. Have you heard of the taco thing? I think it stands for Trump always chickens out, right? And they were like tweeting tacos and yelling taco and shit. Did you know that? I had to look it up. I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? Again, terrible branding. Would Trump ever do that? Trump's the best communicator we've had since Reagan, if not before Reagan. Do you think he would ever do something? I mean, remember Covfefe? Right? We still love that. That's amazing. We still laugh about that. It's so cool. Yeah, they can't get any traction with their freaking taco stuff or their No King stuff. They're just bad at this. And they're allowed to be because they own the regime media. And most of their adherents are now like 600 years old. They're ancient. You know, they're still watching MSNBC. They're, you know, eating soft food, you know, wearing a lot of support garments. It's just, it's pathetic, but whatever. So anyway, that's my thoughts on this whole scene. I just find it kind of pathetic. But I'm glad they're losing. It makes me happy. Now, if you want to win, go get my new book, American Apocalypse, Second Civil War. You can pre-order it. American Apocalypse, The Second Civil War. It is out for pre-order. You can go pre-order it now. It's fantastic. It'll be out July 17th, but go pre-order American Apocalypse, The Second Civil War. Just go on Amazon, Kurt Schlichter. Get Los Angeles, Silver Bullets on a Sunset Strip, which Arena and I wrote, and that's a lot of fun. You may enjoy that, or you will enjoy that. Somebody just sent me a DM saying, I just loved it. Just can't wait for your next book, which happens to be American Apocalypse, Second Civil War. Pre-order it now. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday are my town hall columns. I've got the Stream of Curchesis on Friday. I am enjoying, just commenting on the passing parade, especially if it's an army parade, for you guys here at Town Hall VIP. Thank you so much for being VIP members. We really appreciate it. It is... Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff coming up for VIPs. A lot of great stuff. There's some big changes at Town Hall and Salem Media writ large, so I think you're really going to like it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Unredacted. I will talk soon. Bye.